You know, when you're walking down the street, out of sheer instinct, move your tongue around your lip, just for the heck of it. And you notice an outcropping of skin. It's weird and ropey, I guess, and you just can't stand that. You gotta try and get the skin off your lip. So you're moving your teeth over, right? Your big front ones, and you catch onto the outcropping. Start tugging. You start really tugging. It's starting to give a bit. But the feeling, I mean, you felt it before, right? But you just gotta keep tugging that skin on your lip. And it keeps going for some reason. Keeps going for some reason you can't fathom that skin on your lip. And then you, thinking that backtracking must help for whatever's happening, think back to why are you even biting that skin on your lip? And keep thinking and thinking, well, there's no rhyme, no reason. Just have to bite. Once you made that epiphany, time snaps back. You see they're bleeding from that skin on your lip. It's like pouring out your mouth. Total downpour. It's surprising, really. So you've felt this before, right? You realize you're walking down the street like this, with that skin on your lip. And that epiphany makes you feel like, why do I have to bite? Why am I even walking? Who let this happen? Who let this happen to me? Man, that my lip is still bleeding. Pretty consistent. You know, after walking a while with some epiphany, you realize that, man, that blood really hasn't stopped bleeding. Not at all. From the skin on your lip. And, you know, you're not walking anywhere. Nowhere, in fact. Not even recognizable. It's like you. Now. All that skin on your lip. And that skin, none of it's good. You just gotta bite. You just have to bite. You can't recognize it anymore because, you know, you got no skin. Not even on your lip. And that epiphany sure is triumphant. I mean, it's gone now. And you've felt like this before. You have. Right?